75 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. October the 19th. Boy, the year is coming to an end. 2023. Well, the two-state solution. Russia is desperately trying to resuscitate it. Arab nations, Jordan, Egypt, Lebanon, Syria, Iran, Turkey, the United States of America, China, France. I guess the whole world is trying to resuscitate the two-state solution for a Palestinian state inside of present-day Israel. Now, you know why the Arab nations want a Palestinian state in Israel? I think we all know, we just don't want to speak it, address it, talk about it openly, honestly. It's because nobody wants these refugees, these Palestinian people. Egypt doesn't want them. Jordan doesn't want them. Lebanon doesn't want them. Erdogan of Turkey definitely doesn't want them. So they propose what they have been proposing, Egypt, Jordan. We'll put them in the Negev desert, right there in the sand where they won't interfere with anybody. But even underlying just that concept, that thought, that plan, they don't want Hamas terrorists in Egypt. I think his name is El-Sisi, the president of Egypt. He has enough problems with Islam in Egypt. He doesn't need Hamas, Islamic Jihad. He doesn't want it. Nobody wants to discuss it. Nobody wants to talk about it. No one wants these refugees. Jordan has taken in, I forget how many million, 9 million in the last 25 years, 30 years possibly. They want no more. They don't need them. I'll tell you who wants the Palestinian people, the women, the children, the old men. Hamas. They need a shield. They use these people as human shields. And then when they have a rocket that misfires, it lands in the parking lot of a hospital. They claim there's 500 people killed. It lands on the hospital. It didn't damage the walls of the hospital. It blows out a few windows. And they start to scream, 500 people, 700 casualties. Hyperbole, a lie. An opportunity to spread vicious lies about Israel when it was their own rocket. This is how it works. Now, these people the Hamas terrorists so they can save their own little evil intentions to continue to massacre women and children in Israel. They also don't mind having their women and children and grandmothers and grandfathers die also. This is who wants the Palestinian people. They want to keep them in northern Gaza. They want them in Gaza there so that they can use them to shield themselves from the campaign that Israel has is fighting presently in Gaza. The Palestinian solution, the two-state solution, Russia wants it. Russia needs it because this gives these nations that are anti-Semitic, it gives them a way in which to internally keep Israel off balance, to keep Israel weak, to cause them hardship. You have an enemy within their borders. And this enemy is in the borders in France, in England, Holland, Denmark, Italy, Sweden, Finland, the United States, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, all over the country, in America, in Canada, in Australia, India, Pakistan, even Pakistan, which is mainly Muslim, has problems with Islamic extreme terrorists. Perplexities, no solutions. Rick Rodriguez.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
It's a perfect time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of carry-out sized shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 7 to 8 foot tall flowering tree for only $269.50 and get another tree for only 50 cents. That's 2 7-gallon trees for only $270.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Tommy here with Revo Knives. We're a Colorado company looking for local customers who own a business that want to make a gift for their customers or employees that they'll always use and remember. We customize our knives with your logo and information so they always look at who to get back to when they need your service. Head over to our website at RevoKnives.com or give us a call at 720-947-9599. And as always, live sharp.
We're all doing a lot. A lot of swiping, streaming, watching, scrolling, double tapping, emoji picking, and social media stalking. A lot of nothing. You're probably scrolling right now. While we believe a certain red heart is giving us life, we're neglecting the one that actually does. Let's take a stand against sitting. Let's care more about strolling than scrolling. Let's take charge of our health. Let's make moves together, starting now. Visit heart.org/make moves.
So as we go into the program, I have articles I want to present, but this is a topic that people for the last 60 years have not wanted the prime ministers of nations, chancellors, presidents, they don't want to address. The only person that addressed what I'm going to, the term extreme terrorism, is Donald Trump. He went to the Saudi Arabia, to Riyadh, to speak to the King Abdullah, I believe it was. I can't remember. I don't think it was Abdullah. I can't think of his name. But he spoke to all of the Arab nations, the Muslim nations. They all have one reoccurring problem: extreme terrorism in all of their nations, in their region. He said, if you don't control extreme terrorism, it's going to destroy your country, your people, and destroy you. And for that four-year period of time, they listened to what he had to say. This was immediately within 6 months of his presidency. And they quit funding PLO, Hamas, not PLO, Hamas, Hezbollah, Daesh. They quit funding the extremists. They cut off, they sanctioned their income. The nations that were caught, other than Iran, which was caught sending weapons to these groups in the Muslim Brotherhood, America, Donald Trump sanctioned Iran. Biden has released sanctions. That's different from the release of finances. He tied up $6 billion, froze $6 billion of Iran's, just froze that amount of money. But he didn't sanction them from selling oil to China. The sales to China, $20 billion a year roughly. You can sanction them $6 billion. They still have another $14 billion to play with. If you think that this country is sanctioning Iran, you're incorrect. We haven't sanctioned them, and the monies that are supposedly frozen, no, they're not. Don't believe it. These monies are available. It's all hyperbole. Sullivan, Tapper, you name it, all of them. The president, we're going to rain hellfire on Iran if they decide to invade. No, they're not going to rain anything on Iran. They're working together. The only nation that they're keeping alive is like a host. You know, a bat needs blood. They want to keep the host alive. That's Israel. We will give them what they need to keep them alive, to keep Israel going for our future plans. And the outcry in this country, there's a war taking place, another complaint. People that support Israel versus people that don't want Israel to be supported. America will, Democrats and Republicans will support Israel. It's causing some grief for the United States with the Muslim Brotherhood internationally. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. That's exactly what this country has done. Israel is every day. Objectives are being, the plans for the day are being met. Victories for the day. Every day Israel is getting victories. Every day in these battles, Israel is coming out on top. Every battle. The only battle that you might say they suffered the most hardship, casualties, was on the 6th American time or the 7th of October Israeli time. That's the biggest casualty. That's the biggest hardship that Israel has faced. But daily, the objectives of the IDF, these objectives are being met. They are discovering where the underground tunnels are. There's three tiers. They go deep, up to over a mile deep, some of these tunnels. But every day, Israel is finding where they are and how intricate they are. Even some people that were former Muslim, they realize that Israel has to be careful going in to try to clean out these tunnels, these underground systems. They're booby-trapped. One Muslim, ex-Muslim, he was on Fox News. I heard him this morning. Probably many of you have heard him. This young man said, Israel's probably going to have to use gas in those tunnels. And it's true. You're not going to chase this enemy in these tunnels. This is like their living room. They know how to get around. They're going to have the advantage. The war of Islam against the world has begun. It's not just against Israel. These extreme terrorists are even at war with the governments in the Arab governments in the Middle East. They're angry people. They're angry because, well, the governments aren't funding Hezbollah, Hamas, the Palestinian cause. And they're going to, and they are already raising havoc in the Arab nations. They're raising havoc in France. Macron, it is against the law for these Muslim refugees to protest, to organize on the street, to demonstrate. It's against the law. France isn't putting up with it. In Sweden, the highest rape count of the Swedish of any citizenry in a nation in the world, raped by Muslims that have been brought into Sweden, open door policies. You reap what you sow. You can't open doors to this kind of evil. They're not going to assimilate. They won't assimilate. They're a caliphate. They're an army. They're a political move. They're not really a religion. They hide under the guise of religion, but they are an army. They're a political system. And their objective, according to Muhammad himself, through the Quran, that eventually the infidel, anyone that is not Muslim or follow the teachings of Muhammad, must yield to them. And if you don't, then you have to be eliminated. The world has known this. China will not allow Islam to thrive in China. India, many nations of the world will not allow Islam to take root. In Europe, the European nations, I keep going back to what Henry Kissinger, he said basically, European nations, they're ignorant. You can't bring in religion, a different civilization into your country that won't assimilate. You will eventually, it's an invasion. These people coming into this country, immigration, it's not an immigration, it's an invasion. We American people talk about it all the time. But what has happened in the last almost 2 weeks is now the world, the whole world is on alert. Never before has the world been so introduced. Let's say that this is a new introduction to Islam, a new introduction to what the terrorist organizations, Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, ISIL, Daesh, whatever you want to call it. It's a Muslim brotherhood. Egypt had to fight this battle in Egypt. This is why Egypt, again, el-Sisi, doesn't want Palestinians into his country. Because with the Palestinians will come in Hamas. He doesn't want another war in his nation against these terrorists. In this country, we'll leave the light on. We leave the light on for these type of people. Not just Muslims, Arabs, Chinese, warlords, Mexican, Central and South American warlords, drug traffic, human traffic, children, pedophilia. We just opened the door. We'll leave the light on. We are open. This country is open for business. Anybody that wants to come. And the people that should be coming, the percentage of the people that want to really be here, that could contribute, would be probably 1% of everything coming across the southern border. And coming in from every other, coming on ships in the west and in the east and from the north. But mainly from the south. But the whole world, and this is one thing that the Bible says will happen. The prophets of God, they've talked about it. That there would be in a great empire at the end of the world, known as Babylon the Great, the United States of America, there would be armies from all over the world that would invade, even though this nation lives between two great oceans. Jeremiah says there would be an invasion of armies, not just people coming across the border, but armies. We have armies coming across the southern border. And this is part of the punishment that God says would take place on America. The one thing that is to some degree keeping this punishment from being extreme is we still support Israel. And we will support Israel. We will support the Jewish people. We will fund them. We will give them arms. We will politically stand behind them. But at the same time, our motives is to, in the next 3-4 years, begin our invasion into the Middle East. And the strategic center is Israel. And the more strategic center is Jerusalem. The New World Order has to have that little area called Jerusalem for its globalist plans. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
bleed stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, bleed stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find bleed stop by clicking on the bleed stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular bleed stop website prices. Get yours today.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended. The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Okay, and then, you know, if there wasn't enough madness in the world, we have the not president of the United States of America visiting Israel. He spoke in Tel Aviv yesterday, and he said that he was born in Israel. Biden said to the world that he was born in Israel. Well, must be Joe Bidenstine. Joe Bidenstine is the new president of the United States of America. He's still not the president. So he was born in Israel. Then according to the Russian news, they say that if he was born in Israel, then he can't be the president of the United States of America, because he wouldn't legally be able to run for president and be president. So it goes from bizarre to insane. Putin and Xi Jinping, they just finished the get-together of a couple of days, and their main discussions were common threads. What is it these two nations have to have in common with many other nations in the world that is so important? Well, what they have that is important is a multipolar world economic trading system. And this system, in spite of the war in Israel, in the Middle East, regardless of whether these wars end and are quenched, which they won't be, or if they expand into another war, from one war to another war, which according to the Bible will happen. The war in Psalm 83 will expand and grow, and out of it will come the war in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, the war where Russia comes with many nations to the mountains of Israel, which will be on the east side of the Jordan River in present-day Jordan, and be destroyed. In spite of that, a multipolar world, or a second world order, which is actually going to be the first world order. It won't be a new world order in the sense of a satanic Illuminati world order. It will be a world order economically, many nations working together, same objective, the same goal, to trade in their currencies, trade with each other, and to abandon the monetary system of the Rothschilds and Rockefellers in the West, more so Rockefellers, called the petrodollar system. They will not use a coming system that will be used by the United States of America, which will be a cashless system. They will have a system that they will be able to conduct trade with. It will not be the same system that the United States uses. This is what, in spite of the war in Israel presently, the plans of the multipolar world nations, the group of nations, nothing is stopping them from their scheduled meetings. This was a scheduled meeting, scheduled way back, months and months and months ago, and they kept the date. Xi Jinping, Vladimir Putin, met at this meeting in China, and they're talking about an alternative world, what this alternative world order would look like. And we are covering what's happening in Israel, but we didn't cover what's happening over there. What was discussed was the situation in the Middle East. And this system, as this situation as it's developing in the Middle East, the Russian objective in Ukraine is on track. America is still having to dump billions into Ukraine that they would prefer to dump into Israel, but they are putting $10 billion into Israel, and the balance is going to Ukraine, and many of the weapons that are going to go to Ukraine and the finances are never going to reach. All is Vladimir Zelensky, some of it's going to go into his accounts and the accounts of the corrupt politicians in Ukraine and in that area. But some of it is going to end up with some of the Muslim Brotherhood groups in that area. Turkey is just kind of pressing, and just all we the United States and Turkey, we're almost in a conflict. And the nations that are going to come with Russia in this coming war in Ezekiel 38 and 39 are already starting to push at the United States. Ezekiel says that Russia is to be a guard to these nations that are going to come with her. One of the nations is Turkey. So Russia is going to be a guard to Turkey, a guard to Ethiopia, a guard to Libya, a guard to Iran. The war in Psalm 83, it is when this prophecy is finished, then the next step in the move that leads us to the time of Christ's kingdom. It's a progression. Firstly, you're going to have a Ukraine war. You're going to have a war in the Middle East with Israel destroying all the enemies surrounding Israel. Israel and Lebanon they're tangling presently. Israel has warned the government of Lebanon not to interfere. You have the Hezbollah terrorists that are at war with Israel to keep launching rockets, missiles, coming in and out of the country in northern Israel. Israel has warned Lebanon. Israel will respond to Lebanon if need be. And this is taking place right now. Then we're going to talk about Jordan in just a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Again, the podcast 1360KHNC.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Trees make you feel good, and the Tree Farm's 50 cent tree sale will make you feel even better. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy 1 6 to 8 foot tall aspen clump for $169.50 and mix and match another tree for only 50 cents. That's two trees for only $170.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Okay, so in Saudi Arabia, they have just called all of their citizens, and their citizens aren't, you know, the general population. They're calling for the wealthy Saudi Arabian people from Saudi Arabia that have Saudi Arabia that have wealth, that are connected to the people in Lebanon. Saudi Arabia has told them, come home, get out of Lebanon, leave, out, get out of Beirut, come back to Saudi Arabia, get out of that nation. because they know Benjamin Netanyahu is going to go in and take out even the government. If the government allows Hezbollah, and it's really Hezbollah that rules the government, what are these government officials going to do? They don't know anything about machinery, these rocket launchers, things of that nature. Hezbollah will take them out. So Lebanon is basically run by Hezbollah. Saudi Arabia told the wealthy people of Saudi Arabia that are in Lebanon, leave, evacuate, vacate, don't be there, go home. The other areas too. Get out of the sea. The Russians have told the Russian people, get out of Israel. France is calling her people out of Israel. England, the people are leaving Israel. Everybody from the other countries are leaving Israel, Lebanon. They're getting out of the area. The leaders of Hamas, Hezbollah, you think that they're the real leaders? Are they going to stay? Will Abbas, will he go to Gaza? No, because Gaza and the West Bank are tied in together. It's going to be a short time, and Israel is going to go into the West Bank too. The Israeli citizens, they are all training every day, because if they're on the kibbutzes out in the countryside, the Israeli forces are not going to come to help them. So they are on alert. They are making sure that they are well armed, that they have what they need. They're trained. They're training every day. We're talking people that have been in the military 30 years ago. And you're talking about women also. So this is what's happening. Then with present-day Jordan. Jordan King, what is his name? I can't remember the King of Jordan's name. I think it is Abdullah the Second. He is saying that he is going to continue to resist any Palestinian people coming from the West Bank. They're not going to come from Gaza to Jordan. He doesn't want the Arabs in the West Bank to come into Jordan. They're right next door. He doesn't want them. He can't assimilate. He doesn't want to assimilate. He doesn't want with the Palestinians that will come. They're an army. And they're going to cause him hardship, trouble. They're going to be a nuisance. They're going to destroy his economy. Egypt, Al-Sisi, he said that he doesn't want the Palestinians because they're having a hard time economically. And you bring in 600,000 more people, you think they're in trouble now, it's going to be even worse. So this is why he recommended, okay, send them to the Negev, to the desert. Put them in the desert. We don't want them in Egypt. They're going to disrupt our economy. They're going to destroy everything, our culture. There are two cultures. The Palestinian people, they really don't have a culture. They haven't assimilated. They're not Jordanian. They're not Lebanese. They're not even Israelis. They don't assimilate. They don't know who they are. They're displaced persons, I guess the way you would put it, even though they're in Israel. Israel can't and won't bring them in. And Israel is going to expand her boundaries to the east when the Jordanian war takes place. And Israel is going to present day, the Gaza Strip, Israel is reclaiming the Gaza as her own nation. It is an ancient nation of Judea. It belongs to Israel. Israel is reclaiming it. The world is going to go mad. The world is going to have a headache, a hemorrhage. The world is going to have is already having a meltdown. The world does not want America to support Israel. The European nations do not want their support to go to Israel. The UN doesn't want any support to go to Israel. But Israel is going to be supported for American interests, but firstly, for the interest of Israel. Israel doesn't need American forces on her land, in her territory. They'll interfere with Israel's ability to conduct business, to take care of what she needs to take care of. The Islamic forces, you cannot retrain them. There comes a point when you can't take what is how they've been indoctrinated. It's like they are so bent in a certain attitude of hatred, you can't take it out of them. The only one that can take that attitude out of anybody is Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can cause that kind of repentance. Rick Rodriguez.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose. And get this, there is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. El Dorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great El Dursky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI24. You will be glad you did.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bail-outs, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-price spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Okay, we're ending today's program. If you'd like to assist me on the present truth, you can send whatever help you, whatever, however you would want to assist me to KHNC, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. And with checks or money orders, please make them out to Rick Rodriguez and then just send them to the station and they'll get to me. Now, there was an article out of Zero Hedge yesterday, Tyler Durden, Putin, Xi, Beijing pitch for an alternative world order as Biden departs a burning Middle East. And at the end of the article, he makes a comment that by Fatah's Central Committee member Abbas Zaki. This individual stated this about China. China will soon lead the world, and it supports the Palestinian position, whatever it may be. Again, according to this Fatah's Central Committee member Abbas Zaki. this individual is totally brainwashed. He doesn't understand that China, you've heard of the Uyghurs? They're Muslims in Western China, in prison. They probably will die there. They're never going to get out of these camps. And this guy says that China is going to lead the world and it's going to support the Palestinian position. Absolutely not. China will never, ever support Islam. China is communist. It is a religion of man. They are God. And so this Abbas Zaki, he doesn't understand. He must be fairly young to make that kind of a statement. He doesn't know what he's talking about. China will not assimilate into any nation. China will assimilate nations into them, into what they are. The same with Islam. Islam does not assimilate. It takes over. It controls. It rules. That's the nature of that religion. Israel, they, wherever they go, the Jewish people, they assimilate. They become a blessing to the nations where they are, wherever they end up. They become a blessing. They have a blessing on them. They were chosen to represent God. Though they haven't been faithful, they haven't been totally faithful. They're in idolatry. They're backslidden. So are the Christian people, the nations of the world. You have the evil and you have the good. So with each, in every country, you have those people that contribute, those people that cause hardship. This war, Israel has already, the critical mass, Israel has so much momentum that all the terrorist groups are doing everything possible to put the skids on Israel's momentum. They're not going to stop Israel. Israel has momentum like they've never had before. And this time, this momentum is going to, the result is going to be complete total victory. All of the terrorist groups surrounding Israel and the terrorist groups within Israel's boundaries. The momentum, the nations are trying to stop Israel's momentum. You can't stop it. We'll visit tomorrow, see what happens overnight. We'll be back 2:00. Join me on Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Podcast, 1360khnc.com.
And with people that are in the storm and who have courage. You know, there's a man out there other than President Trump and just a few others that have really proven their mettle in the furnace. It's Mike Lindell. You're not going to get better towels, better sheets, better slippers, better beds, better hundreds of products made in America anywhere. It's ridiculous how high quality it is, how ridiculous the prices are low.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gruska's C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com. or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley.